This week, a federal judge approved a settlement between the National Football League and more than 5,000 former players who had sued the league. The agreement is expected to cost the NFL about $1 billion over 65 years and will compensate former players suffering from various medical conditions. The agreement was originally reached in August 2013, but Judge Anita Brody twice asked the two sides to make revisions. Michael McCann is the director of the Sports and Entertainment Law Institute at the University of New Hampshire. He's also a regular contributor to Sports Illustrated. Michael, welcome back to Only a Game.
Bill, thanks for having me back on.
How does this agreement differ from the one originally struck?
The main difference, Bill, is that there's more money available for players and there's more certainty over the methods that will be used to determine how much each player gets. And the pool of money appears to be considerably larger, though many would say not enough, but it looks like there'll be more money available for the retired players.
While the players' cases differ widely, can you walk us through the process and what a likely outcome for a qualified player might be based on this agreement?
So my understanding is that it will vary greatly as to what disability the retired player can show. Some of the more serious long-term neurological degenerative diseases are going to lead to certainly higher healthcare costs and thus more money from the settlement, perhaps millions of dollars. Whereas retired players who are not showing those types of serious ailments may be looking more in the ballpark of over $100,000 over the remainder of their lives. So it will depend greatly on the illnesses that befall the retired players as to how much money they'll likely receive from the settlement.
There is no cap on what the league pays former players for concussions, dementia, and Alzheimer's disease, but you wrote back in January that chronic traumatic encephalopathy is the problem that is, quote, most underserved in this settlement. Is that still a concern?
It still is a concern. There are many health advocates who believe that CTE will remain underfunded, that the inability or lack of certainty as to showing it exists and its relationship to football continues to pose a problem. So I think there's a healthy amount of skepticism about whether or not the settlement will adequately reach all of the individuals who really need it. That said, there's certainly evidence suggesting that it will reach many retired players and it will give many of them a significant amount of money quickly, as opposed to waiting years to litigate where the outcome would be uncertain. And in some cases, some of the players, retired players, would pass away.
What about other injuries? What else is covered in this settlement? Say somebody can't walk because of a spinal injury or something like that.
So a spinal injury would be covered because it remains a neurological problem. And it's expected that other retired players who suffer all sorts of injuries will be able to get better treatment through the settlement, but clearly the intended beneficiaries of the settlement are those suffering from the more serious degenerative neurological problems.
About 200 players have opted out of the settlement. What is their motivation and what's likely to happen with them?
I think the prevailing thought is that many of them feel like the settlement is not enough, that not enough money will be available to pay for health treatment. And I think there are some retired players who believe the NFL is at fault and that a settlement is a way of evading taking full responsibility. Now, Players Association could also be at fault as well because they agreed to the terms that didn't lead to adequate safety for players. But that said, what will happen with them, they will pursue their own cases. And it's possible that their own cases may prevail. But I think there's reason to think that the NFL has a number of strong defenses. They may be vindicated, but they're certainly taking a chance.
Will the settlement announced on Wednesday be appealed? And if so, would that delay payment to former injured players?
Yeah, it does appear as if there will be an appeal filed by some individuals who are not satisfied by it. Really, at that point, it depends on how the federal court treats the appeal. Will it be considered an appeal that delays entire implementation, or are there more narrow issues that are being appealed that will allow implementation of other aspects of the settlement that are agreed to? It remains to be seen exactly what the appeal is about.
Michael McCann is the director of the Sports and Entertainment Law Institute at the University of New Hampshire. Michael, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.